everybody wants to be, you know, loved because of, like, who they are and not how, like, they look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that kind of goes into one of Jonathan's question of, have you ever looked at someone and imagined, like, your life with them? And I think that's an interesting question because I think that kind of pertains to people that, like, you know, might catch feelings a little bit faster. And especially in this culture, there are things now like, you know, gym bae, or like the term where you kind of go to the gym and you just like see someone attractive. You never talk to them, but you just like have a crush on them. Or like in school, you know, you have class and then you kind of have like that bae that you have a crush on, but you don't even really know who they are. So it's really easy, I think, that a lot of people do where they see a crush, they find them attractive, but they don't really even know who they are as a person. Or maybe they hear things about that person and then they create this whole like ideal and imagination about who this person,
a fantasy
mm-hmm. exactly, of who that person actually is. And yeah, I think when they like eventually do meet that person or start hanging around with them, they easily get probably disappointed when they realize that they're nothing like how they imagined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's definitely mm-hmm. something that happens a lot in this like day and age for sure.
Yeah.
I think that circles back to like our conversation on like date and like what we think is a date or like what we consider a date, and how we interact in that date. Because if you, like Suksavan was saying earlier, if you only text and you can't convey that tone and that message that you're trying to convey, then you do have like that kind of fantasy of like a relationship that may not even exist, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it a lot with like within like the queer community, or more specifically like the gay community, where like they're uplifting like muscular gay men that take pictures on Instagram. And like I've seen this one post where it was like, stop obsessing over them because it's not good for your health. And I think, right, we oftentimes like, and I myself am working on it too, of like trying to break out of the mold of like looks don't determine how you're gonna interact, you know, or like the way that like that end relationship will look like, in terms of like, so I've been like solely trying to base my like ideal person, not in a toxic way, but in a way that's like me thinking about like what best matches me, at this time now, is like, I think personality, and like that is really important to me, to have like humor, to understand like the traumas I've gone through, or understanding me as a person, being able to like connect with my native family, be able to like connect with my homies, that are mostly like BIPOC people. So that's something that I've been like really analyzing recently, when before I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's so cute, and then realizing they're boring, you know. It's like, I can't live a boring life. I don't know how people like, you know, who's like, I feel like, and I don't know, I wish maybe one day, but like when you look at like Shawn Mendes, right, you're like, oh, he's so cute, he's so attractive, but it's like he kind of low-key looks boring. Like, will I enjoy myself with like, because he's just beautiful, like would I enjoy his personality when it seems kind of boring? And I feel like we put that onto a lot of people that like match this Western idea of beauty. And so I'm trying to break myself out of that mold in some ways, and I have to keep checking myself.
So yeah, kind of going off of how, you know, looks can be kind of intimidating, I would say that, you know, people think that, oh, because they look a certain way, then they're probably out of one's league. And I think that kind of falls into place with people putting others on pedestals, because, you know, they think mm-hmm. that, oh, if they look that certain way, why would they want to talk to me? And then they start adding other aspects, being like, they have this standards and all that stuff. And then which kind of like starts devaluing, making yourself feel less, pretty much. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's also kind of like a self-esteem, being like, you know, when you think so highly of someone, that can be so toxic to think that way, because then you just start thinking less of yourself. And yeah, I think that's kind of like with imagining and fantasizing about other person, because like from my experience, I've had kind of a similar experience of people kind of make, or I feel personally that they make a judgment of me, and then they're like a little bit disappointed when they actually get to know me. So like when they see me, they might just be like, oh, you're pretty, like I want to talk to you. And then they're just like, yeah, I like you. And then I'm left being like, how can you like me if you don't even know me? Like, we barely talked. So then I feel like, yeah, they probably just have a misconception about me. And they start, like, having expectations, I would suppose. And then I just feel bad because, like, I disappoint them. Like, no, I'm just, like, awkward. But, yeah, I think that's another really interesting point that you brought up, Sixavon. And then, so how do you think we go about rejecting people? I know that we probably all have our experiences in, like, rejecting people, so who wants to start off there?
I will say, to start it off, that maybe, actually, ghosting is not the way to reject someone. Just saying, just put it out there, and I feel like we might be all in agreement, but also, we also might be guilty of it, too. And so I want us to recognize that too, because I definitely might have done it, you know, intentionally or unintentionally. I know. You could write stuff in the comments about it. I'm just kidding. But so like, yeah, like I want to recognize like the harm that can be done with ghosting, and like ghosting culture. I don't want to say ghosting culture, but like that the ways that ghosting occurs, it's, I will say that is not a way to like reject someone or tell someone like your needs or what it's not working.
Or the term breadcrumbing. Have you guys heard about that? Where they just like they don't like fully reject, but they kind of just like in a way almost kind of lead them on so that they can like get the attention,
kind of like friends. Is it kind of like friend zoning where like they like they like edge you on, but then they're like, but you're such a good friend? Is that what it is or no?
I think it's like similar, because you know you don't want to fully reject them because you like the attention that they give you, so you kind of keep them around, but you're not really interested in that way.
Oh, I've never heard of this. Yeah.
So, all like, giving them hope.
Yeah. Like, kind of.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad. Breadcrumbing.
But yeah. Interesting.
So, you've heard it now. Breadcrumbing, don't do it.
TikTok. Or there's, like, benching, you know? I think that's, so like, more for cuffing season. Yeah.
What's that? What's benching now?
Benching is, like, so when maybe you're going after, like, one person, but then in case that one doesn't work out, like, on baseball, you have the bench
of people.
So you can just, like, the next one.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're, like, flitting between people?
Yeah, like, you have your backups, you know. Terrible.
That's
terrible.
The side base.
I'm like, yeah, that's so bad.
Well, okay.
I'm just gonna...
Wait, that's bad? Yeah, it is. But, like, I'm curious, though, what that... differences between what is it, benching versus dating? Because if you're dating, you're not technically like, I know some, like for me, if I want to date someone, I don't want it to be like, oh, they're dating five other people, but I'm like interested in solely in you.
That's
like, that's just my thing.
For me, like,
but I know some people when they date, it's like a pool of people, and they're like, but then like they later may make a commitment to a single person. So like, how is that different? Or is it?
I think nowadays the term dating and being in a relationship are... I used to think that it was the same thing, but I kind of started to realize that they're not the same thing at all. Dating, it seems like to people, is like a test. You're the test run. Like, oh yeah, we're just like hanging out a lot. But I don't know if it's exclusive, you know? Until it's like we're in a relationship. Then it sounds like they're exclusive. but I don't know. I feel like everyone takes it differently.
Yeah, and I feel like we're dating. I feel like benching also implies a ranking of people. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, if this person doesn't work, I'll go to the next person that's on my list. Which I think maybe, and okay, I don't want to say I'm guilty of it, but I don't want to say that I'm not guilty of it either, because like, I'm sure like I've probably done it intentionally or unintentionally before, of like it didn't work out with this person, so you talked to another person that you were talking to before, which is like maybe the toxic part about dating, you know, like the idea that like I don't know. And I feel like maybe benching also is different than dating, because like dating, it's open until like you make it something, while like benching is like you're just going, I don't want to say around, but like meeting different people to see which one will make the team, essentially.
Yeah, I agree.
So do you think benching stems more from like insecurity and like needing that validation, and then dating is more like you're ready to take that step and
commit to
a relationship?
I think benching is like that step before dating, and the like, I don't really want to call out anyone if they ever benched someone before, then maybe that fear of like being alone, so they always have to have the guys or the row of people in the back just in case.
So then, you know how like, I'm sure we all know those people that they'll get out of a relationship
and then 2 weeks later,
for like a week, and they're with someone else. But it's funny because the relationships are somewhat long, so they're like a couple months, right? And like, they move on. Would you say that is benching too, or just?
I mean, no one wants to be a rebound, like, right?
Yeah.
No one wants to be the rebound person.
Because technically, I guess rebound could go along with benching.
Nah, bro, they a hoe straight up. Anyway.
No, I definitely have seen like that happen, where like people are in long-term relationships, and then it like breaks up, and then it's like 2 weeks later they're in a new relationship, and you're like, I thought you were just not to shame anyone, but it's just like, whoa, what happened there? Like, you didn't even have time to process, like, homie.
Oh,
and I think that's, like, where most of it stems from, is, like, you process that fast, or even, like, this, not neediness, but the idea that you might always need someone. Because I've known someone who has been in a relationship since I've known them in high school, and, like, two different relationships, but they were, like, right after each other, you know, and it's, like, dang, that's
like, where's that time to heal and grow, you know?
Yeah, like and people of course function differently, so like they might need it, and some people aren't like that, so of course like everyone's healing process is different, but yeah, it's like, we say that as an empowerment thing to help people like to take your time to explore who you are rather than like who you are with someone, you know?
To be independent, love yourself first before you, you know, feel like you can put your time and effort into someone else. But yeah, I think that's a great point, Becca. what was I gonna say from that? I have like a rule of like, at least if I ever did get out of a relationship, like I would want to have at least like 3 months of like being alone and not like jumping straight into something else.
I've also heard as a joke that it's like the number of years that you've been together, that's how many weeks it'll take to heal.
Oh yeah, I think I did hear something
have
about
have you
that.
Heard about that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
And so I've heard that. Of course, don't listen to that. Go on your own measure of like how healing works, and a healing is not linear. So just let everyone know. But I've heard that.
That's true.
100%. That's messed up. I'm calling you out right now. Stop hurting my friends.
I know. It's so wild.
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoy the single life so far.
Yeah.
Just gonna do whatever you want.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, me and my friends joke, and so, like, randomly, I'll just message them and be like, I wish I had a partner, and then, like, laugh about it. I feel like I'm just kidding. Like,
yeah, right.
Not like that, but, like, oh, right, that would be so great to, like, have a partner or something silly. It's not serious. LOL.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't want to go to the grocery store
and they're
alone.
Like, chill out.
So, to end it on one more question, we're just going to end it on a little bit of tips and tricks dating in 2020 and hear what we have to say about that.
2021 now.
Oh, 2021 now. That's so true.
Yeah. It's so wild. We're still in a pandemic, y'all. Yeah. I would say be careful. Like, it's so hard. It's so hard, like, when you're single now, like, and you feel like you're ready to go out and, date or explore, and then it's like, oh, dang it, we're in a pandemic. I know.
I think kind of off that, like, pandemic note, though, like, actually recognize if you're actually ready or interested to mm-hmm. date. Because I think for a lot of people, this time has given them a lot of alone time, and that makes you feel really lonely. And that might, like, emphasize those, like, feelings of wanting to have a partner, but actually not being ready for that, I guess, maybe. So I think that's a huge thing. I've done that. I'm like, oh, I want to have a boyfriend. And then I think about, I'm like, do I really? Or am I just lonely because I'm locked up in my house alone? So...
Honestly.
I think self-reflection. Mm-hmm.
I feel like now would be a great time to get a pet. Like, I was like, oh, I should have, like, fostered a dog or something. Let's see, tips. What to get people on Valentine's Day? I always said stay away from those, like, commercial heart chocolates, the box in the container, either, like, the tin can ones or the plastic ones you can find at Walmart. They're just not good. Stay away from those.
What if it's Godiva, though?
Oh, okay. If it's, like, higher brand, like, you know the quality is good, then yes, I would say that's okay. Mm-hmm. But not the ones that have, like, the printed picture on it.
Or the cherry chocolates in it. Those are so gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Like...
Yeah. I mean, no shame.
No offense if you like those.
I'll shame. Judgment. I'm just kidding.
I feel like when you bite into those, like, random assorted chocolates, you never know what you're gonna get, and those are, like, never really good, unless it's, like, quality ones.
Unless you like that.
Unless you like
Some people
them.
Like that. Like a surprise.
I mean, I think it's fun. Like, have you ever seen, like, on a date, like, you get the box of chocolates, and you just, like, each try one, and then you're, like, disgusting, and...
Must be nice. I'm just gonna...
Yeah, I was gonna say, I can't really.
The movie. I wanna say, like... Not Dear John, but, like, the one where, like, she loses her memory and, like, he...
The Notebook?
Is it The Notebook?
I don't know.
It was from a movie. I never did it.
But... Forrest Gump?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. Stuffed animals, mm-hmm. I think. That's always cute. Get him or her a plushie. And another trick, you can put a little bit of perfume on it.
All right, for all those Angela fans out there, take these down.
Dude, I love yeah, I like how she's asking, or she's supposed to be giving tips, but she's just like, give this
for
me.
All the stuff I like.
Yeah. What would you, okay, Jonathan, you're in a relationship. What would your Valentine's Day gift be?
What I would get or what I would give?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it could be what you both receive too, but yeah.
Well, I mean, my girlfriend likes. She
do you
loves
all,
food a lot, so.
What? Do you all, like, celebrate? Some people don't, you know, like. Some people, like, some couples are just like, Valentine's not a big deal. Because it's like, it should be every day.
Uh huh.
So, like, do you celebrate or, like.
My partner and I, we celebrate. Okay. Just 'cause it's I'm extra like that. She doesn't like it, so.
Dang.
That's so cute.
So, but for her, like, she loves to eat and stuff. So, and I love cooking, mm-hmm. surprisingly. So I always cook for her for Valentine's Day.
Oh, what kind of food?
She loves chicken katsu, so I always cook her chicken katsu.
That sounds so good.
Tonkatsu too, if I want to get fancy, or like other Japanese dishes, and then Korean barbecue also.
Okay, when we come back in person, wow. you're gonna make it.
Yeah,
I'll cook for you guys.
Okay.
Cook.
Yes.
But for me, yes. I'm very, how would I say it?
Low key.
I like.
I don't know.
Or high key. He's high maintenance. Yeah. Like, basket of stuff.
Get me a car.
You don't love me enough.
For Valentine's Day, I'm down for just like, honestly, just spending time together. So like simple things.
That's cute. So
if we're doing like an adventure, like I'm down. Let's go on a hike. Let's take me out to the beach at night, and we can look at the stars.
Oh, so cute.
She hates that stuff though. So,
I think that's good advice.
Wait. Angela just had mentioned like the love languages. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to talk about that?
Yes.
100%.
We should. I think it would go really well.
I love love languages.
This is going to be a 2-part series, by the way. But I think, yeah, if you know your partner's love language, that would just, you know, get them for Valentine's Day or their birthday.
That is definitely something you need to know to make your relationship last longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, no.
That's like the core five.
Yeah, so they are words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch.
Interesting.
Do you only have one, or can you have all of them?
I think you have all of them, but they have like a special like, ranking, if you will. Like some outweigh each other. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a top three, I think, you can have.
Mm. Mine's one is definitely quality time.
I think same.
Me too.
I think...
For me, I think for, like, my first place, I combine words of affirmation and quality time together.
Yeah, me too.
Words of affirmation.
Because it feels like... Yeah, it feels like words of affirmation is, like, quality time. It's just being present and like recognizing your good qualities. I don't know. Like, you don't have to physically be like, Becca, I love this about you. But it's just like recognizing it and appreciating it, and like, I don't know. That all collectively is like one category for me.
Yeah. I would agree. I love getting words of affirmation. And recognizing it and being okay with it. And of course, quality time. Yeah. Like, I really enjoy, whether that is like with friends or family or like anything, it doesn't have to be like anything big. Like, I don't have to always go to like Disneyland or always go to somewhere big to have a quality time with someone. Like, having moments where you're just like hanging out and like watching TV, that's like really good quality time for me.
Wait, Becca, so out of those two though, which one would you say is more prominent for you, quality time or the words of affirmation?
Probably quality time.
Quality time is
just like being present. It really bothers me when people are not like engaged and present. Like Tsukasa-san said, like, yes, being, like, there together and watching TV is nice, but it bothers me if, like, you're together, but you're, like, not there, if that makes sense. Like, oh, we're eating dinner together, but you're on your phone, you're getting distracted. Yeah. Like, that is not, like, that's so annoying to me. I'm, like, if I want to, like, spend time with you, I want you to spend time with me. I'm, like, yeah. So probably quality time.
No, yeah, I see.
mini rant over.
Same exact. Not throwing shade.
Not throwing shade.
Okay, yeah, so for everybody else then, what would be your second most prominent?
Could you read them off again?
Yeah, so they are words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch.
I would say for, because my first one I think is quality time, I tend to just like, because I realize if I like someone, I tend to want to like show them all my favorite things and like take them to different places, and that's like, you know, spending time with them. I start planning things to do together. And then I want to say that my second one will either be like physical touch, or I hate to say it, but like gift giving. Just because like sometimes,
like, you get the gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just only, okay, let me explain. Okay, because I feel like when they remember something about you, they're like, oh, I got you this because I remembered you said you liked it, or it makes it feel like they were thinking of me randomly and decided to like buy it, and it's like here. So that makes me feel like they were thinking of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, love.
Yeah. How do you define gifts? Like an actual gift, like a trinket, or like boba, like if someone got boba for you, or coffee for you, I would consider that as a gift.
I think so too, being like, oh yeah, I was like in the shop and I just like boba and I thought of you. I think that's cute. But then also kind of like, you know, I think maybe, I don't know, I would say that was my second, because I sometimes feel like physical touch I can sometimes, like, do without.
Yeah, me too. For some reason, like, I can't do touch, like, I just can't for some reason, and I have to, like, mentally prepare if, like, I'm gonna give someone a hug, or, like, get a massage, which sounds bougie, but, like, do you know what I mean? It's just, like, I have to mentally prepare for it, which can, like, sometimes be exhausting. So I don't really appreciate physical touch from a, like, non-partner. From if it wasn't my part, if it wasn't my partner, then it was, like, then I don't want to be touched without me knowing. You know, like, if someone, like, touches my shoulder, I, like, freak out, and it like takes a lot of energy, because I'm like, I don't want to be touched, you know, like I don't want to be touched in that way. And my family always does it, and if they're listening, I've told you so many times. I've told this so many don't times, but like when I wear short sleeves, and I don't know what it is, they love to like brush up my sleeve, and I told them so many times I do not like it, or they're like rub my arm, and I'm like, can you stop? Like, I don't like it. And I've told this so many times.
A skin sensitivity, or you just feel like an invasion of space?
Maybe both.
Maybe both?
Yeah, yeah. So I really have to, like, if I'm not prepared for it, it takes me off guard. And it really, maybe it's, like, not in a control thing of, like, I guess it's, like, having full autonomy of my whole body, and like you touching my body in my mind doesn't allow me to do that in some ways. And so definitely not physical. Well, so it's so different. And then my mom will joke around with me and be like, how are you gonna have a partner? How are you like how are you gonna do that? And I'm like, well, I'm sure I'm gonna, like, I'm fine with physical with them, but, like, I don't know. I don't, it just doesn't, I don't want it from you all in that way.
Everyone except you, yeah.
No, yeah, I totally agree. If it's like, stranger, or not, I say strangers, but someone other than my partner, yeah, then it's kind of uncomfy. But for if it was for my partner, though, so mine's one is definitely physical touch. And it's not like, I mean, PDA or anything. Like, I, like, just, like, the small things, like, just, honestly, like, holding hands, or just, like, I want to be held like a baby. Like, if you do not, I'm going to be grumpy.
I think that's so cute.
Like, that kind of stuff is, like, oh, you know, like, Mm-hmm. That, I guess, yeah, that's like one of the things that matters to me. Because if you don't like look at me or even like give me attention, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Am I just here?
I think I can relate. Maybe I am physical.
Yeah.
I think I'm a six of, I think for me, if I were to like rank it, I think physical touch would be my last. Because like, yeah, I'm the same way where like, I mean, if it's my family, it's different. But like, my dad has to hug me every night if I like am there. It sounds so mean. Cute, but it's like the shoulder. It's like the shoulder squeeze. So it's not really. It's like a side hug. And so it's just.
What?
Like he comes to the side like this, and he just like squeezes my shoulders, and I don't like it. I'm like, it's not a comfy hug. Like,
yeah.
It just like, I don't know. It bothers me. For me, like if it's like physical touch, I can't be like. I feel like I have to initiate it or has to have like meaning behind it. Like, just,
do you know what
like,
it
is? Don't touch me.
For me though, I think what it is, because I'm okay with hugs. Like, I can do hugs. I can't do like, because I can't do, I don't think I can do skin on skin contact with people. You know, like when my family touches my arm, it's like my bare skin with their hand. But, like, I like giving hugs. I like doing that. I just can't do the mm-hmm. touch. Like,
it's a sensitivity.
I think so, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I feel that way. Like, I like hugs, too. I just feel like if it's not meaningful or if it's just, like, yeah, I feel like catches me off guard like that, it just kind of, like, is unappealing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, if it, I'm thinking, like, in a generalized sense of, like, love languages, but if it was, like, with a partner, I think because I'm at this weird stage, like, I would feel uncomfortable. Like, I would have to mentally prepare myself, be like, okay, we're going to hold hands. Give me, like, 10 minutes to prepare mentally. Like, but I think that's just me where I am right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think physical touch is definitely towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I come from a Latin family, so like hugging and those like side kisses, you know, I'm just like used to all that.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. So does yes.
That rank was the last one. Yeah. Acts of services. Nobody said acts of services.
What does that entail? Like, you do my work for me?
I think.
I'm just kidding. I think so.
Yeah, kinda. I think I kind of like the way. Angela was saying, like, gifts, like, I agree, I think gifts are cute when it's, like, oh, they were thinking of me, so they got this for me, or, like, I kind of view acts of service that way, like, I don't know how to explain it, like, if they knew I was, like, stressed out and I had something to do that they
could really like that,
do
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Like, if they knew your car needed to be fixed, like, they would fix your car for you instead of having you take it to the mechanic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or, like, if I was having a really long day, they were like, I'll make you dinner. Does that sound good? Or something like that. Like,
oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
100%.
I'll give you a massage. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, not in the sense where it's, like, they're trying to impress you. It's, like, they're trying to
helpful.
Just be there and support you.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that. Yes, I feel like that one would be 2, maybe, because I feel like I'm just always busy and always on the go, like, mm-hmm. literally always in meetings, and so, like, I like that, and I appreciate it from people that are like, oh, let me do it, and I think I like doing that for other people, too, which is probably why I'm busy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, everybody, look up and reflect on the different 5 love languages and
mm-hmm.
see which one you are.
Yeah, because it seems like whatever you identify with is kind of, like what you want to receive is how you tend to treat your partner. Mm. So make sure that you guys are compatible in that way, kind of. Because I know that sometimes there are relationships that kind of, like, become rocky because the way they show love is just, like, not the way they want to receive. Like, the way the partner mm-hmm. shows them love, they mm-hmm. don't perceive it as love because that's not their love language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and then that's, like, when the relationships get rocky.
I think, I think it is, though, okay to have those differences, like, mm-hmm. I think, but as long as you mutually recognize it and work to, like,
cater to your partner.
No, yeah, for yeah. put in that effort.
Like, just mm-hmm. kind of, yeah, like, make compromises and work together. I think that's where the relationship will be good and, like, flourish and grow. But, yeah, if you're not even, like, trying to recognize it or you... I think communication is important too. Like, if you know that your love language is this, but you're so frustrated and you can't convey that, that's not really on your partner. That's kind of on you for not taking that step. But
100%.
Yeah.
It's called mm-hmm. sacrifice, everyone. That's what love is.
And that's why if you're not ready for a relationship, don't get in one.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And so, yeah, I think that wraps it up for today. Thank you, everyone, who tuned in for today's episode. And we hope that you spend this week with, you know, people you love. Happy Valentine's Day. And if you're not celebrating this day, you know, celebrate yourself. Treat yourself and the people you love, too. Yeah, so tune in next Friday for our next episode. And thank you. Bye.